Federal authorities recently arrested local chef Alex Capasso on child pornography charges in an undercover FBI sting. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports that fake internet personas are increasingly being used by federal investigators to catch those committing sex crimes against children.
An undercover federal agent logged onto a website frequented by those who have a sexual interest in children and posted a message. It used words like taboo and perv. Capasso replied to the agent, identifying himself as a perv dad, saying he was eager for illegal photos. Then they started texting. That's when he admitted to sexually abusing a child. As the text continued, the FBI's evidence kept mounting. Sounds typical, says Mike German, a former FBI special agent who wrote a book about his experience. One thing you learn a lot about in FBI training, says German, is how to covertly catch a bad guy without entrapping him.
That was basically the only defense left to people caught in undercover stings. Right. They can't claim an alibi. They can't say it was a mistaken identity. You know, they're left with little else.
But in these cases, the entrapment defense is a lot like the insanity defense in murder cases, often invoked, rarely successful. That's because to prove it, you have to show that a law enforcement official pushed you to commit a crime. For example, if an undercover officer poses as a prostitute and you take the offer, you'd have a weak entrapment case. If, on the other hand, the undercover agent repeatedly pushes you to do it and you have no prior record, you might have a case. Defense Attorney Susan Lynn says it isn't illegal for a federal agent to be deceptive. In fact, it's seen as just another tool to gather evidence.
They are not bothered at that. At all. The question is, when does deception cross the line into outrageous conduct?
It's something she says she analyzes when representing clients who've been charged with things like child pornography through covert ops. In these cases, she says she can either fight the charges by claiming actual entrapment or focus on whether any constitutional guidelines were ignored. If the feds stayed within the lines, though, she's left with one option: fight for a lower sentence. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.